5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey guys!
Welcome everybody.
What up?
Good Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
It is a happy Thursday.
Okay, Alaska.
What about Alaska?
I'm in a weird mood right now. Sorry.
One of those weird inside jokes that we have.
It's a character. It's a character that somebody. Well, it's not really a character, but it's just. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm getting thrown off. Anyways, welcome everybody. You're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we are your hosts for this lovely show this evening. I'm Callie.
I'm David.
And I'm Ashley.
Hello.
And just a reminder, we're here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And we play, what do we play, Ashley?
Show tunes, a little bit of musical, a little bit of Broadway.
Broadway,
little less, little lat,
even
good
some TV
stuff.
TV shows,
right?
Even.
Yeah,
soulful stuff.
Exactly.
Potentially, yes. So we started a new segment about 2 weeks ago, or so, where we're going to do decades, and each week will be either movies or it will be Broadway for those for that specific decade.
We just felt like we couldn't put them together because there's
so much
out there.
I could not choose.
Right.
You know, you could. We
kind of did like this whole bracket thing. Like we put in a couple songs in one box and a couple in another and a couple in the next one. And then we just kind of looked from that like, okay, well, which one do you really like better? Well, let's put this one in. We haven't played from this one yet. Let's do this one.
And Callie started. She's like, oh, I really want this one and this one. And we started fighting on which ones we really wanted in. So then we decided, you know what? Never mind. We're just going to do two separate shows.
Yep.
That's just how we're going to solve this whole problem.
Whatever. It makes it work, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Make it work.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 2 weeks was the 2010s, which once again, I reiterate, does that not sound odd to you?
It does.
It does.
It feels wrong on the tip of my tongue. 2010.
We're going to be in the third decade of the century before you know it.
Yeah. And I still think it's going to feel wrong to say it.
Yep. Yeah.
So this week, what are we going to do, Callie?
We are going to be doing Broadway. I'm just kidding. We're doing movie musicals. Psyched you out. Yo.
From the 2000s. Oh, my heavens.
That's right. She remembered.
Well, it probably didn't help that I brought up all the data for it so that we could talk about it.
We were just, yeah, I'm sorry. I was.
So we were just talking about it earlier.
Just kidding, everybody. Goodness.
Psych. That's a teaser for next week. Stay tuned.
So why don't we do this? Starting us off tonight, we have something from The Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel.
2009.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that such a super fun tune?
Isn't it? That's so cute.
That I love the chipmunks.
And the Chipettes, please.
Oh, and the Chipettes. My bad.
Those are my spirit animals.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Your spirit animal is a Chipette, yeah. Not a unicorn or something?
Well, okay, I take that back.
Because you're so Disney magical princess and
is my
sparkly.
Spirit
animal. Disney princess, yeah.
My spirit animal is the duck-billed platypus. Because
hey,
it doesn't know what it is.
That's right. It's in a few different species, right?
What do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know. I'll be a duck weasel beaver thing.
Duck weasel. That's funny. Oh my goodness. So,
those are such cute animals though.
They are.
I like platypuses. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, let's tell them what that was.
There's Perry.
We are family.
We are family.
Anyway, okay, yeah. That was from the Chipettes and the Chipmunks. From Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Isn't that cute?
Anywho, so that was put out in 2009, and I guess I don't know if there was some weird hype about it, but when they shipped the movie to the UK to be played, they shipped it in or under a code name, Hairy Beast 2.
That's weird,
isn't it? But yeah, they shipped it.
Sounds
so,
like a bee monster movie,
right? I was like, Hairy Beast 2. Boy, that's. Yeah, but that way nobody would pirate the movie and steal
it.
Oh,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
So I don't know. Do you know how the chipmunks got their name?
I don't.
By being chipmunks, possibly.
Possibly. Not really. But close. No. The Ross, was it Badger Darson? I don't know how to say his name. Anyway, he's the one who actually came up with the chipmunks and the whole.
Okay, so the animated show.
Well, from 1958, so the actual chipmunks from 58.
Yeah.
And he named them from the Liberty Records. The Alvin was named for the company president, Alvin Bennett. Simon was the company vice president / recording producer, Cy Warnaker. And then Theodore was named after the recording engineer, Ted Kept. Kept? I don't know how to say that name.
That's okay.
But
that's
Ted.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I always want to know how they come up with names for, you know, characters.
Mm-hmm. Named them after them.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
I know.
I'll be darned.
Super duper excitingness.
Yep.
Alvin!
You know what? Tamsin, she does that. If we talked about Alvin and the Chipmunks, she always yells, Alvin! It's so funny watching her do that. I love it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Next, we have super exciting musical that I actually, I mean, it's very dark and things like that. But anyways, hopefully everybody enjoys it. It's an interesting song from the 2007 movie Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Wait, where's your rush? Where's your hurry? You gave me such a fright, I thought you was the ghost of a minute. Can't you sit? Sit you down, sit! All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pizza? Don't forgive me if me head's a little vague.
What was that?
But you think we had the plague? From the way that people keep avoiding? No, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes and even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can hardly blame them. These are probably the worst boys in London. I know what it takes to take them. I should know, I make them. But good night, the worst boys in London. Even that's polite, the worst boys in London. If you dare to take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but crusting. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst boys in London. And I wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Many think it was a treat for the poor animals. What are dying in the street? Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop. Does her business, but I noticed something weird. Lately all her neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what a course. Enterprise, popping pussies into pies. Wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, them pussy cats is quick. No denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst boys in London. Only Lord and nothing more, is that just revolting? looks like it's molting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone with limited wind and the worst bars in London. Ah, sir, times is hard, times is hard.
Well, that was Worst Pies in London from the Sweeney Todd movie that was put out in 2007. What's your thoughts, Kelly?
Do you like it? It's a funny song. I don't know. I just think it's hilarious. A funny song. I love Helen Bonham Carter, though.
Yes.
She's fantastic. She's on, like, pretty much every single Tim Burton movie. Do you know why?
She's married to him.
Yeah.
She's his girlfriend. I forget now which movie. True. Was it this one? Did she actually perform the entire thing, Pregos? With his baby? There was one of them. I think it was this one, though, if I'm correct.
She kind of learned to sing with this role, too.
Oh, I was right.
Oh, I bet.
Nepotism. I was right. Go
there
me.
There you go. You're so funny.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
I know I did some research. I just couldn't remember because it seems like the 2000s were real big with Tim Burton. So he's kind of all over the place.
He hasn't done, like, what was the last movie he did? He hasn't really done one recently.
Alice in Wonderland? Did he do those?
Yeah. Alice, like,
Through the Looking Glass? Mm-hmm. Did he do that one?
Mm. Yes. Not sure. Tim Burton did that one.
Okay.
Boy, I had to really think because I cannot remember. Tim Burton's just not my jam. I like some of them. I know you really like them.
I'm a huge fan.
I prefer his live act, his real ones versus the clay.
Oh, you don't like the claymation ones?
No, not even close. Oh. Nope. And I know, but we are playing a few of those tonight.
We are, actually, in fact, which is kind of, yeah, it's funny. We're on a, I guess we're having a Tim Burton cake this
But
this
I told
time.
You, it's
this
like,
decade, he put out a lot of
tons.
Them.
Tons. Yeah, it was all Tim Burton this year, or this decade. What was I going to say? Oh, so that Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
So when he was trying out for his role, do you know he sang the entire Fiddler on the Roof score?
Really?
For his
audition?
Yeah. I mean.
They let him do that?
That's an audition.
Yeah.
He Wowzers.
Did. He just went and did the whole score for
Jeez.
Him.
Jeez.
That's Ooh, impressive. Mm-hmm. I know. That's what I thought.
He had to have sung some kind of abridged super mix version of it. Because otherwise they would have stopped him at some point.
That or they were just in such awe of his.
I suppose he does have
commitment to it.
Amazing voice, no doubt.
That really quick. I know you don't watch The Office, Ashley. But
I do once in a while.
That reminds me of
me,
like the CPR episode. Yeah. Wait, you got to watch this over and over again.
yeah. So it's great because I'll go over and Callie will show me, and then 2 seconds later, here comes her husband. Oh my gosh, Ashley. So, did you see this? I saw this clip on Facebook from The Office, and he'll show me the same thing. I'm like, dang it, man. Yeah, I saw it a few times already.
But Michael Scott is auditioning for a play, for a musical, and they're actually it's actually Sweeney Todd. Yeah, that's what it is. He was auditioning for Sweeney Todd, but he did the entire, like, an entire episode of Law and Order. And he even did the dun-dun. Like, everything.
Yes.
He did everything for the episode. It was hilarious. Anyways, it just made me think of that, which is actually kind of funny that we were talking about that, and he auditioned for Sweeney Todd. Wow. That's hilarious.
Strange.
Yeah. But Sacha Baron Cohen. You know, he sang with Helen Bonham Carter last week when we played. No, it was 2 weeks ago, I think. We played stuff from Les Mis.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They both sang that.
The innkeeper and his wife.
Yep, yep, mm-hmm. yep exactly.
Yep.
Do you know he trained for about 16 hours with his barber to learn the techniques of how to use, like, the actual blade? That's just the blade work for shaving.
That is pretty
so
cool.
He was,
don't you know?
Because he wanted to
shave
make
of the face, well, to cut of the beard.
There you go. Say he didn't want
take of the grace, take of the skill.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. All right, so up next from 2006, Happy Feet.
Can anybody find me somebody to I can barely stand on my feet.
my heart and play on my own. I get down on my knees and I start praying till the tears run down from my eyes. Lord, somebody, please somebody. They say I'm going crazy. They say I got a lot of water in my brain. Got no common sense. I got nobody left to believe
in. Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love.
Oh, baby, find me. Come on, put your flippers in the air now.
That was Somebody to Love by Brittany Murphy from the 2007 film.
2006.
I'm sorry, 2006 film, Happy Feet.
Wasn't that a good song? It's one of my favorite songs.
I know. So really quick to put in a little personal note to Happy Feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does she go by Princess Nancy still?
No, or is it just I've heard Miss Nancy lately.
Yeah. Yes. From our Friday night show. When music was music. I almost said Hop on a Tangent because I was thinking about you, David. You just talked. But anyways, Nancy is on When Music Was Music every Friday night right here on KNA LP 95.7 FM from what, 7 to 9 p.m. Anyways, her daughter Sarah, I used to watch Sarah when she was a little tyke. And one of her favorite movies to watch was Happy Feet. So when she wanted to watch it, she'd look at me and go, Happy Feet, Kai, Happy Feet. It was super cute. She doesn't talk like that anymore. I mean, the girl's like,
she's older now.
I think the girl's like 11, 12.
Watch, she's like 15.
No, she's not.
I'm just messing.
Just got confirmed, so.
Yeah. So probably 11, 12?
Mm-hmm. 12. 12?
12. Yeah, 12.
I think 12, yeah.
12's when they usually do it. So, anyways, cool. That was always so funny. I loved watching that movie with her. That's how I got to love every single song in there and know every single word. Not that I didn't already, because they basically played songs that were already written anyways.
Yeah.
So take
they
Kiss,
just did covers.
For instance,
yep.
By Prince, mm-hmm. which he originally actually didn't want to play it, but then he saw the movie where... Go ahead, Ash.
Yeah, he saw some of the footage, mm-hmm. and he said, all right, fine. I'll let you take my song and cover it. And he then wrote another
song.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, just specifically for the ending credits of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they
loved it so much.
Pay homage to Steve Irwin, which originally he was supposed to be the Albatross, I believe, and it got cut on the original airing of it before it hit DVD. It originally got cut, but they after his death, which happened.
Shortly.
Right around that time, the animators decided to go back and add it to it. So on DVD, you can actually see the where he's the albatross, where he actually has the voice.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's
so on
cool.
DVD, you can see Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin. So.
Oh, I'll have to go back and watch that and check it out.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh.
It also.
Makes me sad.
I know.
Doesn't
I'm just
it?
Here
I know.
Like,
there's
oh,
only
Steve
one
Irwin.
Steve Irwin. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So, man, I thought he was crazy when I was a kid.
Oh, he is
and
crazy.
Cool and say, awesome at the same time.
He was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most dangerous snake in the whole outback. Here, let me get closer. Let me grab it by its tail. Oh, it's a live one.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Do you know it was the first film to win for Best Animated Feature Oscar win? For, I mean, it has like the live action non-animated elements.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Random.
Because in the... like towards the end of the movie, well, yeah, towards the end or whatever, there's actual like human like, people in it and stuff like that.
I've actually never seen Happy Feet.
It's pretty good. It
so
has a cute story.
I guess to qualify
to
for that award, 75% of the film has to be animated.
Oh,
and
well,
rest,
that would definitely be.
That's the only way it qualifies.
Hmm.
So, anyway, and then the. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, but that song, though, that he wrote for Prince, he won a Golden Globe for it.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Not the Kiss one, the other song. The Song of the Heart. There we go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The ending credit song.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. We got another Tim Burton film right up next. The Corpse Bride.
Listen, you corpses of cheer, at least those of you who still got an ear. I'll tell you a story, make a skeleton cry of our own jubiliciously lovely corpse bride. You might try high and you might try brave, but we all end up the remains of the day. For miles around, when a mysterious stranger came into town. He was plenty good looking, but down on his cash. And our poor little baby, she fell hot and fast. When her daddy said no, she just couldn't cope. So our lovers came up with a plan to elope. Die, 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 you might try high, and you might try play. Except for a few things, or so I'm told, like the family jewels and a satchel of gold. Then next to the graveyard by the old oak tree, on a dark foggy night at 2:45, she was ready to go, but where was he? And then she waited,
and
then in the shadows, was it the man?
And then,
her little heart beat so loud.
And then,
baby, everything went black.
Now when she opened her eyes, she was dead as dust. Her jewels were missing and her heart was bust. So she made a vow lying under that tree that she'd wait for her true love to come set her free. Always waiting for someone to ask for her hand. When out of the blue comes this groovy young man who vows forever to be by her side. And that's the story of our Corpse Bride.
Ooh, I love that song. I'm sorry.
Once again, another Tim Burton.
Remains of the Day, written by Danny Elfman. And actually, he was the one that sang it.
Yes.
From Corpse Bride. And that was back in 2005. Yes. So Tim Burton couldn't really find a singer to do the voice for Mr. Bone Jangles. Bone Jangles, that's his name. Anyways, and his skeleton band.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually asked Danny Elfman to do it. And because of the tone of the voice and everything like that, it actually left him hoarse every single time that he played the character.
Mm-hmm.
So he, but he still sang it. He still did it. And actually, Mr. Bone Jangles and his skeleton band were they were kind of, oh, what is the word? It's going to drive me nuts now. Oh.
Inspired by?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They were BFF inspired. Mind.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Inspired by the skeleton, or the cartoon, The Skeleton Dance from 1929.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From,
I remember that.
Mickey Mouse thing, right?
Yep. Like,
whatever. It's Disney.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it was.
It's a black and white, though, right?
Yes. It was. Okay. It was a black and white cartoon. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Like, just looking at each other. Okay, anyways.
It doesn't help that I just started laughing really hard.
Yep.
And I totally derailed Callie. And I wouldn't even laugh at what she was saying. I was pointing at something completely different.
It's okay. Anyways.
So the 1929
The Skeleton Dance.
Yeah.
And, but it was like a Tex Beneke kind of thing, like with, you know, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, those kind of cartoons back then and everything. And it was also, and Betty Boop, I guess, kind of those kind of thing. I used to watch those at my grandma's house.
Clifford? Or not Clifford. What's the cat? Dang it. The cat, the black and white cat with eyes. They have clocks now.
Felix?
Oh, Felix the cat.
Clifford.
Yeah.
That's the red dog. Wrong one. Wrong animated animal. Okay. I'll get there.
And then it was, heavily influenced by Cab Calloway.
Really?
I love me some Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah.
That's a good Cab Calloway song. I think that's like my favorite of his. So yeah, so just a little, tidbit about that movie. They each had different heads. So because of in the animation, all the puppets and everything, they had different heads that made it easier for them to give the different expressions because it was claymation puppets mm-hmm. and things like that.
So what they do is they go through a shot and then just pop the heads off of one shot and do another head and
basically
then
and move
do another
the puppet.
Shot.
Yeah.
That's not creepy.
Takes a long time. I mean, he did this for what? Corpse Bride, Nightmare Before Christmas. Did he also, was that Coraline that he
yep.
did?
Yep, Coraline, yeah.
Come on, they all look the exact
and
same. Not look.
No, I know.
They
I'm trying
have,
to
like,
think of all of them or whatever.
You know, when you see a Tim Burton film, you know, because yeah. they all look the same.
Yeah. No. Oh, no, definitely, because they all have that claymation. Where
mm-hmm. maybe, even their.
No, I don't think. I don't think Frank and Weenie was one of them.
It's stop motion,
yeah.
I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
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 So I always think it's pretty cool. Sorry, I mean, hit the table.
The only thing is I know it took about 55 weeks to produce.
Yes.
Or to whatever, tape.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And then it was like, 109,440 individually animated frames were set up.
That's a few.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty intense.
But to some of the other movies on our lineup tonight, this one didn't seem to have grossed as much as some others.
No. Definitely not as many as his usual, as the usual Tim Burton movie.
It was
does.
Just about $118 million. It was just under that.
Only.
Well, I know, but like, for instance.
But that's not a lot.
Happy
you know?
Feet had 385, just yeah. under that million.
Yeah. It wasn't a very popular movie when it came out. I mean, I got to.
Gee, I wonder what. No, I'm just kidding.
I
I'm
know,
the Tim Burton hate man
those.
Person,
I know,
so.
I know. And see, I watch those over and over and over again.
Yeah, I prefer his movies to the claymation
like the music.
Ones.
Mm-hmm.
I read a fan theory one time that said Frankenweenie was hooked up to Corpse Bride. Like
oh,
they
I
happened
bet,
in the same
the dog,
universe.
Yeah, okay. So
oh.
So it would have happened with the dog skeleton.
Yep.
I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can
wonder.
See that now.
That would make sense.
Yes. Thank you, David. I like that.
Mm-hmm. They're also supposed to be those two movies are supposed to be hooked up to Nightmare Before Christmas as well.
Okay.
I forget how, but yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool to read that fan theory.
It wouldn't
that.
Surprise me. I mean, yeah. They all have kind of a theme to them, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Bit macabre.
Really wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, so really quick, we were talking about Tim Burton, and you were thinking about the last movie that he did.
Yeah.
I think his last one was Miss Peregrine's School for Unusual Children.
That was a good movie.
I think that's what his last one
those
was.
Those twins scared the daylights out of me, but... the ones with the masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were scary.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was cool with the whole movie.
It was a really, really neat movie. I thought it was very well done. I'm ready for the sequel to come out.
Yeah. Is there a sequel?
Or Home for Peculiar Children. There we go. It set itself up for one. Yeah.
Well, just because it sets it up for one doesn't
mean it's gonna happen. Is that I'm just very excited they come out with a second one. All right. Well, let's get off this, Tim Burton tangent. And let's move on. David, are you ready for some Disney?
Sounds good.
If I were a human being, I'd head straight for New Orleans, and I'd blow this horn so hot and strong like no one they've ever seen. You heard of Louis Armstrong, Mr. Sidney Bechet. All those boys gonna step aside when they hear this old X Gator play. Listen. When I'm human, as I hope to be, I'm gonna blow this horn till the cows come home and everyone's gonna bow down to me. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. I love you too, baby.
When I'm myself again, I want just the life I had. A great big party every night, that doesn't sound too bad. A redhead on my left arm, a brunette on my right, a blonde or two to hold the candles, and that seems just about right. Hey Louis, life is short, when you're done, you're done. We're on this earth to have some fun, and that's the way things are.
Celebrate.
When I'm human, and I'm gonna be, I'm gonna tear it up like I did before. That's a royal guarantee.
Your modesty becomes you, and your sense of responsibility. I've worked hard for everything I've got, and that's the way it's supposed to be. When I'm a human being, at least I'll act like one. If you do your best each and every day, things are sure to come your way. What you give is what you get. My dad said that and I'll never forget, and I commend it to you.
When we're human, and we're gonna be,
I'm gonna blow my horn.
I'm gonna live the high life.
I'm gonna do my best to take my place in the sun.
You're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really,
truly love her?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really,
truly love her? It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know?
Show you a little bit every day. That's how you know.
I'm sorry. I just really like that song.
She do. That is for sure.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that actually wasn't our first song that we played. What did we play first, Ashley?
When We're Human from Princess and the Frog.
Mm-hmm. Is it Tatiana?
Tatiana.
Tatiana, the princess?
Yes.
You know, I unfortunately have to say I've never seen that Disney movie.
I've only seen part of it.
You've seen all of it. I've seen all of it, yeah.
Somebody mark it down besides Les Mis. We have not. I've seen about half the film. And I'm like,
I really couldn't get into it. And I don't know why. I don't like the story of Princess and the Frog anyways. I'm a little weird, though.
It changed a lot from when it was first conceptualized to when they actually started filming. And then it changed again. There was a lot of backlash from that film. And it's probably why it's not a loved one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it would have ever been. Even if you took the regular plot, I don't know. Because originally she was supposed to be a maid. Instead of a waitress.
Okay.
But there was a lot of outcry to not make the very first African-American princess to be so stereotypical, quote-unquote, in the movies. Yeah. To follow that suit.
Which that was why I was hoping that it would do a lot better, is because it was our first, you know, African-American, Disney princess.
Right.
And it just didn't.
Originally, it was supposed to be called the Frog Princess, but that got X-nayed because they didn't want it to be referenced, once again, the first African-American princess, either as a lesser than or a animal or a, so they changed the name again. It's just there's a lot of key features that when it was very first conceptualized that was just changed. So I don't know if that's why it didn't do so hot. I don't know.
Don't know.
Except I really couldn't get into it. I think probably my entire favorite part of the whole thing was it Witch Doctor when he does his song? I don't even know what it is. That's how well I pay attention. I think he's a witch doctor. But anyway, when he does his spell
evil
thing.
Song.
It's set in Nolans.
Yeah.
Nolans.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah?
Did you like
it? I thought the setting was really neat, and it had some really beautiful animation in it. And
yeah, it was
I don't remember a whole lot about it. It wasn't my favorite movie of all time, of course, but I thought it deserved to do well.
Yeah.
Got some laughs.
Do you know Emeril Lagasse, the big chef?
Yeah.
The guy who does BAM! So he's known for doing his Creole.
Creole.
Midwestern talk. I can say it. Anywho.
It's Creole.
He does, that cuisine. Yeah. Jeez, I'll get there.
Oh, boy.
He voiced one of the alligators that tried to eat Tatiana.
Really?
And he even put his line of BAM in the
I feel like I kind of have to watch
alligators.
It.
I'll have to go back now and look.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm a little surprised to hear it didn't do well. I was unaware that it did badly.
Yeah, and I guess the that alligator who has Emeril Lagasse as the voice is actually named Marlin, and they named it after Marlon Brando.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I like all these tidbits that you're throwing out here at us. It's like, bam!
Oh, don't hurt yourself. Jeez.
Goodness gracious. So after The Princess and the Frog, we played the song That's How You Know.
This is your jam.
Sung by Amy Adams from the 2007 film Enchanted.
The movie is your jam.
The movie is my jam. The music is my jam. I don't know. It's
probably because, McDreamy or McSteamy? What's
his
name?
McDreamy.
McDreamy?
No, McSteamy is the other one.
I cannot keep them track.
It's Patrick Dempsey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when that came out? The whole joke about it?
Yeah. With Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but what was the movie? Because it was called McLovin. We started it.
And then that wasn't super bad. But was something that came out recently or something like that, and they named the character. I don't know anyways. But yeah, McLovin from Superbad.
McLovin. Anywho, that's funny.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. David's sitting where he's like.
Sitting over here breathing deeply.
We have this headset.
Good. It's good for your health.
At least we don't have to look to see if he's alive. We can hear it.
Just letting you know.
Sorry.
Double check.
I'm here, guys.
I know you were worried. I keep looking at David, and I feel so bad, but I'm sitting here. I'm like, I can hear David breathing in my right ear. This is really creepy.
Well, I have both my headsets on, so it's surround sound.
I don't know. I think this is the only time that's actually that I've ever heard it before. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe I'm
whatever.
Breathing differently because Jim was saying I was breathing heavy on the Wi-Fi's. So maybe it's me. Maybe I'm. Maybe I got problems. I got a heart murmur.
May have to go get a visit with your doctor.
Shoot. Thanks for letting me know.
You're
put
welcome.
My mic.
We
over
care.
Okay. So in the movie, Idina Menzel plays in it, and she actually plays somebody that Robert works with, which is Patrick Dempsey's character, and it's also his girlfriend, and which she played Elsa, the Snow Queen,
yes.
from Frozen.
And Elphaba? But,
yeah, right? And she played
from
Elphaba
Wicked.
From Wicked.
Boy,
yes.
That was going to hurt
from
me.
From the original Broadway. Yep. And they... So this was the first movie that she was actually asked to be in without her singing. She didn't sing at all in the movie. And she was very, very flattered. She enjoyed that very much. Yeah, because she was actually... She was asked to be on that because of her acting abilities and things like that. So
sorry.
Her talent. I know, right?
Well, it's I'm glad because, you know, I'm not a fan of hers. It's not like I'm, like, anti her. It's just her voice is so high. It, like, hurts my ears. I don't like it.
She's very talented.
She is. I'll give it. Yeah, but I don't. I just need to, like, turn down the.
Well, what do you think about Mariah Carey?
Oh, I don't like Mariah Carey.
Oh. Okay.
She's overrated.
Okay.
Anyway. We lost 30 listeners from that.
Hey. Oh, goodness.
You're
anyway,
welcome.
That was really funny. So, a stunt double actually had to teach Amy Adams how to walk and dance in her big ginormous dress that she had.
Oh, I could have taught her that. No, I'm just kidding.
I bet you could, Ashley. No, seriously, you probably. You probably, bam, you wouldn't even need a teacher. You got it down. I got to stop saying bam now. I want to.
I'm telling you, my alter ego is a princess.
Bam is the new down. So.
Yep.
Oh. Hey, hopefully people like that a little bit. I don't know. Carl mentioned to me a couple weeks ago. He's like, you say so a lot. Sorry. I can't help it.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's just one of
tell
those.
Tell him to get over it.
Just one
get
of those speech patterns, yo. You need speech patterns.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So a couple other things. You know, the movie actually had a lot of things that paid a homage to a lot of other Disney movies. We got Cinderella. We got Snow White. What else were we kind of going over?
Ariel.
Little Mermaid. And so actually the actresses like Jodie Benson, who played Ariel from The Little Mermaid, she made a cameo in it. Paige O'Hara played Belle in Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. She did, let's see here. The Judy who played the, I can't, Kun? I don't know. I'm sorry for her last name. And she did the singing voice for Pocahontas. Well, and then also Julie Andrews from.
What?
Yeah.
From pretty much every other Disney movie.
Yeah. She narrated it. She narrated the movie, so that was pretty cool.
Cool.
I know.
So no, there was a lot of little things in like the background if you looked close enough where they pay homage. Like I said, the carriage in the thing looked like Cinderella's carriage.
Yep.
There was like the
evil
animal,
queen.
Yeah, the evil queen from Snow White.
Yep, she gives Amy Adams' character a poison apple. And
yeah, there was one about animals helping her clean, like Snow White. I mean, so I know there was a lot of hidden, I guess it really wasn't that hidden, but if you didn't really...
They paid homage to the Disney
if you
movies,
didn't, if you haven't really watched
Easter egg
other...
Things kind of thing.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched all the others, you probably wouldn't have noticed them.
Exactly.
It just looked like a weird film.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
So enough Disney talk. Let's go back to Tim Burton.
Oh, man.
Because up next, we got some more Tim Burton right here. Yeah. And another Johnny Depp. I mean, he's...
Well, that's because I swear they're BFFs.
Oh, seriously. Well, he was in Sweeney Todd. He was in Corpse Bride. He did the voice for the head,
he was
the
in
main
all,
character.
All the Alice in Wonderlands.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And now he has played Willy Wonka in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa, Loompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa. Oompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa, Loompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa, Loompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa.
nincompoop, Augustus Gloop, so big and vile, so greedy, foul, and infantile. Come on, we cry, the time is right, this engine shooting up the pipe.
But don't, dear children, be alarmed.
Augustus Gloop will not be harmed. Augustus Gloop will not be harmed.
Must admit,
he will be altered quite a bit.
Slowly wheels go round and round,
and cogs begin to grind and pound.
We'll boil it for a minute more, until we're absolutely sure that out he comes by God, by grace. A miracle has taken place. A miracle has taken place. This 3D poop, this mouse is here. It's loved by people everywhere.
What? Don't look at me like that. She's like, yeah, another. Give me the head up nod thingy.
Yeah, I'm like, introduce like your favorite down, movie. It's not your favorite movie.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the song Augustus Gloop.
Yep.
Poor Gloop.
I know.
Yeah.
Poor Gloop.
Did you, so it the chocolate that he falls in?
Yeah.
Nestle actually provided 1,850 bars of real chocolate.
Wow. Delicious. I want to know how much actually made it to set.
Yes.
And the actors didn't actually eat.
Right?
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I would steal one or two.
Yeah.
Their whole set was almost made of candy. Like, that entire forest area.
For real? For real candy.
Yes.
Yeah. Even his candy cane was filled with nerds.
Yeah.
Those nerds candy.
Which is a Willy Wonka candy.
Oh, delicious. Darned.
That's my kind of candy cane. Candy.
Nerds.
Cane. Yeah. Which I guess it is candy cane. Yeah. But yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. If I had to use a cane, I'd fill it with candy every single day.
Yeah. Get my fix of sugar whenever I need it.
That's my candy. That's my stash.
So, for the Veruca Salt scene with the squirrels. There was 40 squirrels, and those were real ones. Well, most of it was real ones, and they were all trained
that
to jump
is,
on her.
That is crazy. That is unbelievable.
That is unsettling.
I
just
want to
pet them. I want to pet squirrels. Oh man, ask my mom. We have talked about this.
They are vicious.
I know.
They will bite you.
That was
and
really
claw
deep
you.
And just like they are vicious.
They are vicious. They are.
Well, maybe
they
wild
are.
Ones.
I wanted to emphasize this point. Sharp little claws.
All right. Well, when
David,
I get a squirrel, I'm going to
tiny,
experience?
Powerful mm-hmm. fists.
I'm going to bring it up. Fist of fury. No, man.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. I love that.
So there was supposed to be a thing, or I guess Johnny Depp says that each of the kids for the songs represented different eras.
Yeah.
Like
I
music
that was
eras.
Cool.
I
like
guess.
The psychedelic and the rock era mm-hmm. and things like that.
And you can tell because at the end of the songs, he says like a tagline. And usually within that tagline, you can tell which era based on the words, the slang words that he uses.
That is totally neat. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Woody.
Good morning. The Earth says hello.
Yeah.
That's from the movie. We used to text each other that.
Yep.
Morning sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she used to text me that way. I would text back the rest of the line.
Yep. Good morning, starshine.
The Earth says hello.
That's adorable.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Nerdorama over here.
Gotta love us some Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Well, everybody, it's that time of night.
It is.
It unfortunately is.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is getting to be that time. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening.
It's been fun.
Woo woo. You can join us here every Thursday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. We are Notes from the Stage.
Yes.
That's what you've listened to this entire evening.
Yeah. Yep. You can also find us on Twitter at NFST957 or go to our Facebook page, which is just Notes from the Stage. You can also email us at notesfromthestage@gmail.com, all one word.
If there's something you want to hear, if you want to give us some input about how we're doing, things like that, don't feel afraid to push something our way for us. Contact us. Even say hello. Tell us how amazing we are because we like to hear
that. That's right.
That sounds a lot better than, you know, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this.
Yeah, just tell us what we're doing.
Well, you know
what?
Yeah, exactly.
We're all about a positivity up here.
Positivity.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So don't forget, you can join us right here on KNNA LP 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska. And you know what, guys? Good night.
Good night, everybody.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping up to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Regretfully cuckoo. They tell us, but firmly cuckoo. They compel us to say goodbye.
Cuckoo.
To must